You're listening to Advent Art, a podcast series telling the Advent story through four fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery in London. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelisation, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
One of the smallest, but perhaps one of the most beautiful pictures about the Nativity is painted by Geerten Tot Sint Jans. And that means little Gerald of the Brothers of St. John in Haarlem. And it's important to know that because it means that this painting is coming out of a deep religious sensibility already. And, of course, technically, it's absolutely superb because really what it's about the centrality of Christ who is the light of the world. And it's set at night, it's the Nativity at night, about 1490s when it was painted. But if you actually look at it, all our concentration is on the child newly born in the manger, surrounded by children, surrounded by animals. And gradually we can follow the light. The light directs us not just inward, but also outward. And so we move with the light up, out into the fields. And there we see the angel who's also illuminated from within almost. And then at the side is the ordinary campfire of the shepherds. Now, of course, what Geerten Tot Sint Jans wants us to understand by this is that what's happened is Christ, who is the light of the world, but it's a supernatural light. It's God's light, which contrasts with all our attempts to create our own light and natural light. I don't know, Christopher, if you think that's exaggerated, but I think that's what's going on.
I think, James, you're right, because the most insignificant light is the campfire.
Yep.
You know, the Christ child, the newly born Christ child, who nevertheless is very vulnerable,
yep.
I think, naked and just lying alone in that stable, looked on by angels who are all bathing in the light, and Our Lady's face adorned with the light. The angel is the second source, so it makes so seemingly insignificant the fire, which gives no light at all.
And there's
upon
a
the
direct
shepherds.
Line that runs from the angel to the child, of course. You can, a direct yep. visual line. So the child is right at the center of our vision. And yet everyone who comes into contact with this child is illuminated.
Exactly.
So we're thrown into the light in that way. And then at the corner, at the opposite corner, is this lovely, delicate, but perfectly painted picture of St. Joseph standing in the shadows. It's a wonderful expression.
It's the same also with the donkey, I think, and the ox. And I think is it St. Francis who reflects that, you know, it's their breath that keeps the child
yes.
warm. Their breath, they're breathing on the child, gazing at what's lying in their manger, in their feeding trough. And yet somehow there is a sense of adoration, even in the animals. The whole of creation is touched by the story of the Nativity.
And I believe, Christopher, that the inspiration for this idea of Christ, the light, and the light that this newborn babe gives comes from St. Bridget of Sweden.
It does, and she, a great woman of faith and of prayer, but also of vision. And she wrote that she saw in one of her visions that the Virgin was knelt down with great veneration in an attitude of prayer, and her back was turned to the manger. And while she was standing thus in prayer, she saw, saw the child in her womb move, and suddenly in a moment she gave birth to her son, from whom radiated such an ineffable light and splendor that the sun was not comparable to it, nor did the candle that St. Joseph had put there give any light at all, the divine light totally annihilating the material light of the candle. I think what Bridget is saying is that here is the light of the world who gives significance, you know, the birth of the light. It illuminates our path now and illuminates our way in which no other light can give.
I think that's right. And I think just what strikes me is this, the wonderful atmospheric nature of this very small but very intense painting, and how beautiful it is with all the confusion of the world, with all the shadows and the darknesses that we have to live through, suddenly at Christmas to be drawn into this light, into this child who is so vulnerable, who has been handed in his vulnerability, been handed over to us, and yet nevertheless brings us the light, a light through which we can see our way out of the darkness.
But isn't there also a sense of calmness? You know, amidst the chaos that must have been surrounding the Holy Family on their journey to Bethlehem, the calmness that now exists. And I think that's what we're being drawn into, and that's what the shepherds are being drawn into. That's what the outsiders, the strangers, the vulnerable are being
drawn
into. Yes, there's
a place for everyone
here. There is. And it is Christ who is not only our light, but the peace in our unstillness and in our chaos.
Advent Art is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for all their help in making this series. Why not visit the Gallery's excellent website at nationalgallery.org.uk.